I started in this industry about 13, nearly 14 years ago. Just started off as a ringer, came from New South Wales originally, and always had a passion to come up here. And lucky enough to meet my partner, and we operate and run part of her family business, which is through succession grown. So we're lucky enough to all operate a separate business entity.
Why have you decided to put your hand up and say, I would like to be a future leader of the beef industry in Northern Australia?
Well, just to be a part of an organisation such as the NTCA is a good starting block to be involved in the work that they do. A lot of people take credit for especially graziers, the effort, the Luke and that have gone through in the last few years, and a lot of people over the last however many years it's been going for. So, yeah, just a good starting block and get experience in being involved in it.
It's a tough industry. There's been some difficult times in recent years. What do you think the biggest challenges will be for this generation of cattle producers going forward?
Definitely, I think it's going to be a strong market, but yeah, dealing with animal welfare, and it's only going to get more and more in the public eye and what they'll be wanting to look at, but that's a good thing. So everyone sort of gets on the same board and can iron out the creases, and I think it'll be a lot more beneficial for the industry.
So how do you tackle that? What do you think needs to happen?
Try and operate as well as you can, and like we're doing today with social media and learning about that. I'm a bit of a novice with all that, but it's good, you know, like trying to interact with the people that have no idea about what we do, and letting them know and us understanding how they think. It's a great thing, and I think that'll help the future.
Where do you see the biggest opportunities, and where should investment be made to build and grow this industry, do you think?
Investment, I mean, like NTCA is doing now with the future, so you get people geared up like we're doing now to understand and be able to handle situations like arose a couple of years ago. But we could sit here all day and talk about where investment should be.
Markets, genetics,
Oh, yeah.
what are the priorities for you?
Expanding markets, infrastructure, roads. Yeah, definitely markets. And trying to open up new markets, but within the guidelines of what we're sort of working towards with SCAS, and which is a great thing, and the government's been good with it of late. So.
The industry has changed a lot in the last 30 years since the NTCA started. It's a lot of investment has gone in, a lot of developments. Where do you see it going, and what will it look like, this industry, in 30 years' time?
Who knows, really? You hear of my in-laws who've been here since the early 70s, and they when every time I say, oh, this is hard and that's hard, and they tell you a few stories and bring you back to reality a bit, and how quick it's changed and to what level it's changed too is amazing. So who knows where it's going to be in another 30 years.
Plenty of potential though, you think?
Oh, huge. Look where we're living and who's next door, and they all eat meat. Good thing, I reckon.
The industry has been founded on some fairly big territory characters, I think it's fair to say, with certain personality types. Do you see any potential like that in this group? You look around, are there some ones to watch?
Oh, a couple there, we'll get them livened up a bit, eh? Be right. To an extent, I think that 1970s, 80s kind of ringer style's definitely gone to a point, and that is probably a good thing because animal welfare's improved and handling and cattle and all that. And I think this younger generation, not as rugged, not as out there, but yeah, definitely, yeah.
Where do you see yourself, say, in 10, 15 years' time? Where would you like to take your career?
Right at home, where we are now. That's why we're doing it. Well, we're working at home and lucky enough to have the opportunity there. And my partner and I, we love where we are and what we do. And yeah, we've got big plans and within reason. Yeah. Breed better cattle, I suppose, and start a family, and yeah, enjoy what we do and keep enjoying what we do. I think that's the biggest thing.